gonna be our eyes and watch us where we go. You hear that, GW? This is our song. And I'm actually going to walk down the aisle in this with this song. And it's very beautiful. It's called The Prayer. And it's sung by David Archuleta and Nathan Pacheco. And it's very beautiful. I finally get to marry my new best friend. The only man I will confide in to, go to, and talk to, and cherish, and love, and he'll be my everything. I've prayed for this man my whole life, and I know he is the final man in my life. I get to marry him in 20 days from today, and I'm so excited. I got the dress, I got the church, I got the groom, I got the cake, I got the decorations, I got the food. It's amazing how I have to say, as much as I don't believe some of the Mormon stuff, I am been so blessed and amazingly happy. I mean, I haven't felt this in so long, GW. It's just the most beautiful feeling. I sat at my desk crying the other day because I've never been so overjoyed with all the things going so right in my life. I mean, it's a work from home, a beautiful apartment, and the groom, a Christian man who loves Jesus Christ. And what else could you ask for? My life is going to change again tremendously as soon as I marry him. There's so much work to be done. I have been blessed beyond what I deserve. And I do thank Heavenly Father for all the blessings. Listen to the song, and I just want to cry. Because Heavenly Father has blessed me so much, and he does forgive us for our sins. And I remember one time you said, well, you would have to say, ask for forgiveness every night in your prayers. And I said, that's right, GW. And you said, that's crazy. And I go, no, it's not, because if that guarantees you a place with Heavenly Father and his kingdom, then just do it. He knows your heart. He knows your love for him. He knows if you're sincere about it. I have been blessed with the most amazing people in my life, including yourself. I just can't believe that this is all happening, and I'm going to have my husband in 20 more days. Anyway, let me just click that off. So the next song doesn't play, and I just sometimes feels like this is a dream. You know, it's weird. I dreamt of my ex-husband last night. I woke up disturbed. At least I went to church and but sacrament. Sacrament is amazing. It's where you get to take of the bread and the water. In the Catholic Church, I believe it's the bread and the wine. And we remember the reason of the sacrament, which represents Christ's body and his blood. And we get to renew our covenant with Christ each week and ask him for forgiveness of our sins. But I don't just do it every Sunday. I try my hardest to remember to do it before I go to bed every night. And I got the most amazing man to share my life with. We read together, we pray together, we go to church together, we go to classes together. It's the best friends you never had. I never thought I would have a man in my life. Not only would he be my best friend, but my husband. I had relationships too, my whole life. And nothing compares to this one. It's amazing. And I'm just sitting in this apartment, just so happy and blessed. And I really can't wait to become his wife. He's the sweetest soul you ever meet. The most kindest man I ever known. A man that just pulls me in and holds me and hugs me and loves me. Someone had told me yesterday, I know you're getting married. When are you getting married? I said September 1st. And I looked over at Charles as he was talking to a couple. And she says, oh my goodness. And I go, what? She goes, look how your eyes sparkle when you look at him. Another woman told me that she knew him for years in that church. And he used to come once in a while with the second wife. He used to look always pretty sad and not that happy. And she's looking at me smiling and she's like, he's glowing when he's with you. He's happy. I've never seen him smile like that ever. You bring joy to his life. It just shows. And you could just see it. And I looked at her and I says, no, he brings joy to my life. She goes, you're a perfect couple. That was a really good feeling to hear that. And I think he's amazing. I used to think you were amazing, GW, but he tops you big time. I hate to say it. He's mine, and I love him. And he'll be my husband in 20 days. 20 days and counting. That's right. That's what I'll call this audio, boo. 20 days and counting. I get to marry this amazing man. We got his tux. He had a navy blue tux. Oh, it looks sharp. And he's going to look so handsome. Anyway. Just wanted to update you, and I'm having a simple wedding. After that song and a nice vow exchange of that with rings and a sealed with a kiss, then we will have 2 to 3 hours of a small reception in another room at the church, and it's about 34 people, and that's enough. And we're very, very happy the way we planned it. Very small. And he's like, I don't want to have a long reception. I want to come home and get some. I was like laughing because he waited all this time. We both did. And I don't blame him. I want to come home too. And it'll be amazing. Anyway. 20 days in county, GW, and I will be Mrs. Charles Smith, and I'll start an amazing life with him. Like always, thanks for listening, and thanks for being my friend, my special friend. Hugs. Bye.